Steve Eisenman talking about Patrick Kane. Hey, today's the last day you can sign up for the 97-1 The Ticket Detroit Police Athletic League Combine, which is being held at the Corner Ballpark. This is the old Tiger Stadium field. It is now surrounded by condos. The Detroit Police Athletic League is centered there, and the field is still there. It's now field turf, but it's kind of cool. The flagpole is still in the same place, and people who grew up going to games there. Home plate still in the same place, and your kid can be out there running around participating in a combine for kids, 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, three-cone drill, and all that stuff. It's a good event, fun event for the kids out there, and you can register at DetroitPal.org/events or go to 971theticket.com. That's DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com. You can hang out at the old Tiger Stadium field, and your kid can run around out there and have a good time. So chance to win scholarships, gear, tickets, and prizes, stuff like top performer, best teammate, hardest worker, and more. So DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com. 248-539-9797. I do have a question about whether or not we had any witnesses to this. And we'll get to that coming up in about 5 minutes. But we go to Bill in Utica here on 971 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Detroit looked excellent on TV last night.
Just wasn't that cool?
Yeah,
that was really
all around. Between the golf and the baseball, absolutely.
He brought out the best of Detroit, and now I think the word is spreading more frequently than others. But my champion is the Detroit Tigers organization. They're making hay with what they got, and they're doing a great job. So, and my chump... My chump is not Eisenman. My chump is the Red Wings organization in itself, because the organization came. I'm a member of the Detroit Athletic Club. They came to us. They had dinner with us 5 years ago. Eisenman promised within 2 years. He said, just give us 2 years and we'll be in the playoffs. And they were there to sell season tickets. So the dinner was excellent. And Eisenman was brutally honest about how he got into the league. And it was a facilitated conversation with Mickey Redmond. It was excellent. It was an excellent evening. But he's taking marching orders from someone else. There's no way Steve is allowing this to happen on his own. I disagree with that. I think he's smarter than that.
Interesting.
But he's getting paid to do this.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, ultimately what happens here is people get apathetic, and, you know, there's hardcore fans out there that say, I'll never be apathetic, but I'm kind of talking about, you know, the ones that really, really drive the numbers, the fringe. They'll stop watching, they'll stop paying attention, and nobody wants to see that. This is a proud organization that has a great fan base and a great history, and this is an exceedingly frustrating time. And well, look, when you hire a legend, you run into... what is always the possibility that it doesn't work out and it gets super uncomfortable. See Alan Trammell. Joe Dumars worked really well until it didn't, and you hate to see it. And that is always the risk you run. And Steve probably has been given more time than most. What he's got on his resume is he helped build a Stanley Cup champion team. He just didn't do it here in Detroit. Let's hope he can, that the patience is rewarded, but each year, suspicion gets worse and worse that it isn't going to be.
And without a doubt, patience is running out with a lot of people. And this is a real prove it year for them. It's a very important offseason.
I mean, Steve Eisenman has the warmth and depth of a crowbar, personally. But other than that, I mean, he's been very successful where he's gone in the past. He's run into a wall, and I don't think it's him. I think it's ownership.
Yeah, I don't think it's ownership, because there's a salary cap in hockey that you have to go by. So it's not like they can just go out and spend more money than anybody else. Can't do that. There's a salary cap. That argument makes no sense in the NHL, because the NHL, unlike the NBA or the NFL, they've got a hard cap. You can't finagle. It is what it is.
Okay. We were talking about on Friday's show about Siren's Curse, my jump of the weekend, because the thing got stuck.
That was the roller coaster?
Yes. This is a pivoting roller coaster that you go to the top of the hill. You level off horizontally. The entire train horizontally levels off.
kind of teetering.
And then, yeah, the track ends, but then it pivots.
Pivot.
90 degrees, so you're facing straight down. The track connects to the hill. You sit there looking straight down for 7 seconds, and then you release into the first hill. I hope I've described that well for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
When we brought it to the air on Friday, we got calls from quite a few people who were going this weekend. Well, the thing got stuck, and I believe it got stuck for 10 minutes with people facing straight down. On a car facing straight down, which is a terrifying thought of ever being on any kind of malfunctioning ride, right? Nobody ever wants to be on a malfunctioning ride. Eventually, it pivoted back, and I guess people just got off and walked down, and they got the ride going again. After a ride malfunctions once and you're in line, are you staying in line?
Nope.
I mean, you wouldn't even got in the line to begin with.
Nope.
But after all those people called and said they were going, I wonder if we have any witnesses to this. You know?
Right. Yeah. This whole story is terrifying to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an ordeal it must be, because, I mean, if it's just, it's not moving. It's supposed to do that for 7 seconds and then you go and there's a, and then the thrill continues. At what point when you're like counting, like, well, that's a long 7 seconds. Is this like 10, 15 seconds now? It's like 30 seconds now. Are we at a minute?
Why are we still here?
You know, something's wrong. And then surely somebody approaches to make an announcement to let you know, hey, we're working on it. And then if I hear, oh, we're working on it, I'm going to freak the F out like nobody's business. And I'm going to try not to freak the F out. But how do you not freak the F out?
I'd
probably calm down enough where I'm not like yelling or saying anything, because it's not going to do anybody any good. Mm-hmm. But internally, I'm dying.
How do they break the news to the people? Remain calm, right, as you face straight downward?
Hey, good news, bad news. Bad news is that, the roller coaster's malfunctioned and we're stuck in this position. The good news is you're safe, but you're stuck in this position for an indefinite amount of time. We'll give you some ice cream on the way out.
I have sweaty palms as we talk about this. I have a physical reaction, but I wonder if any of our audience witnessed it. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to D in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, D.
DK, Jader, Kane, bro. I am so devastated for us this morning with this Malik Beasley news. Bro, on the real, what can I say, man? This town, this city, our athletes don't usually do dumb stuff. Other than Jameson Williams and the gun charge and the speeding, our athletes are great citizens. If they do something, they don't get caught. I'm talking about baseball, hockey, basketball. We never hear about drunk driving, domestic violence. This town has been blessed with athletes that know how to do it the right way, bro. Oh.
I mean, we've certainly had our fair share of problems in the past.
You want to go back to the Bob Probert days?
Well, I don't even have to go back that far. I'd say Miguel Cabrera wasn't exactly the model citizen at times.
Oh, I forgot about that, Gator.
I don't like to bring it up because I love Miggy. I love me some Miggy, but yeah, there were some.
You get what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? The majority of these athletes in this city do the right thing. And to hear this, bro, at this time and stage when this team is on the verge of coming up, the East is wide open. It's killing me inside. And I'm in here with my coworkers. Oh, he ain't all that. He didn't do nothing in the playoffs. Bro, you're not looking at the big picture, bro. This is Cade Cunningham's sniper. He a big part of this team. I don't care what he did in the playoffs. We need him moving forward. I don't want Duncan Robinson. Chastain Neal won't be ready for prime time just yet. I could be wrong. But, fellas, do you feel the way I feel?
No, I mean, look, the only good news, okay, is that it happens with his contract expired, and if it's true, they can move on, right? They can move on. And that, to me, is the only good news, is, you know, that they can make a clean break if necessary. And there are other shooters out there that you can get, and they can rebound from this. It sounded like Beasley was plan A, but they might, you know, they might have gotten saved a little bit by this news coming out. That's one way to look at it.
DK, I think you're sugarcoating this, bro. I could be wrong, man. I mean, you my man, but this is going to be bigger than what we think, man. There's not too many reliable shooters out there that's available without messing up our core team. They already said we don't have that much money to spend. I just wish this wouldn't have never happened, man. Love the show, and I wish this was a bad dream.
Appreciate the phone call. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Champ and Chump. Get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. A lot of reaction coming into the Red Wings weekend. Coming up in the second half of the show, we will talk about the Rocket Classic and really about what's next for the event and our observations from the PGA Tour stop that goes five playoff holes. And it's funny because you mentioned how it had changed your plans. You were going to go to the Tiger game, but you couldn't break away. You were going to go between the end of the Rocket and the beginning of the Tigers.
Yeah, well, I was hoping the Rocket was going to be like a runaway. I could just get up and go, but that was not the case.
Changed our plans too, because that thing kept going and going and going. It was a fun watch, but we'll get to it in the second half of the show. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.